information and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. A huge MAC girls basketball game tonight as the Unitego girls host Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler features the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So Coach and I are going to break this whole game down in just a minute, but first and foremost, we'll get our introductory question out of the way. Packed house, two good teams. They had a great matchup the first time around, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Two good teams, two very high-quality coaches. You always wonder what are they gonna pull out of their bag of tricks the second time around to give them that little edge.
There's a lot to talk about tonight in terms of what this game means, injuries, you name it. So we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show, and when we come back, the Delhi girls are visiting Unitego tonight here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Again, Unitego girls hosting Delhi, and it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Coach, let's break down the numbers of this game. This is a really big game, especially for Unitego.
Yeah, Unitego comes in with a MAC Division I record of 2-2. Their two losses in the division, I believe, are to Delhi and Sydney.
Correct.
So they're two games behind Delhi in the division because Delhi is 3-0. So if Unitego wants any chance at all to play in the MAC championship, this is a must-win for them tonight on their home court.
Yeah, must-win, and it takes me back to just a few weeks ago. We did that Unitego and Sydney game, and after the game, some of the Unitego girls really upset, almost having tears as they walk off the floor. And a bunch of people said, you know what, Nate, it's a January game. What's going on? I said, they know how much this means. Because in this division, especially with having Sydney, Unitego, and Delhi just battling it out at the top, every one of these games really matters. They felt they let one slip that day. Little chance to right the ship here today, but it won't be easy against a very, very good Delhi team.
No, but if you're Coach Z and the Lady Spartans and you're coming into this game, you have to worry about the things that you can control. You control what happens tonight on your home floor. If you take care of business and defend your home court, now Delhi has one win or one loss in the division. You still have two. And Delhi has to play Sydney again. So then if you're a Unitego fan, you become now a Sydney fan and hope that Sydney can beat Delhi. Then they would be in a three-way tie, assuming they win out the rest of the way.
Going to be a really fun trip down the stretch here. And this year has been a battle. We were here just about a week ago watching a fantastic game between Unitego and Green in a cross-division game. Came down to a last-second shot, so you just never know what you're going to get here in the MAC, especially this time of the year. So, again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We had a fantastic game last night as the Sydney boys survived 46-42 over Walton Downsville. A late three by Jack Langstaff off the bench propels the Sabres to that victory. So tis the season, boys or girls, for some really close, great games. And before I forget, want to say congratulations, talking about MAC championships, to the Unitego UV Franklin. That's the official name of the team, but there are more athletes on that team. I'll let you talk about that in a minute. But MAC champions for wrestling, really cool for those guys.
Yeah, because there's even some GMU wrestlers on that team.
I believe a GMU, and is there a Lawrence wrestler as well?
I believe there's a Lawrence wrestler as well.
We were joking today that it could be UVFGMUL. That could be the
alphabet soup team.
I said somewhere in there must be some combination that would be fun and make sense. But in terms of Unitego, I was talking with them earlier today, and they said it's the first time in terms of Unitigo Wrestling that they had won a MAC championship. They had not won since they had won their division in the SUS in 96, and they won the SUS overall in 1983. So for Unitigo Wrestling, I mean, you walk around here in the halls between basketball games, and all the little guys are over there in the wrestling room, and so it means a lot to this community. I know it means a lot to those other communities, especially UV. So just wanted to give them a congratulations. Got it done last night, and they had that match over in Franklin, and that was the clinching match against Green Oxford. So they got it done, and hadn't been a wrestling match in Franklin in many, many years, I was told. So really cool thing.
Excellent.
So again, Delhi girls on the road here, taking on Unitigo. And Delhi's had some key injuries. One I'm really going to keep an eye on here tonight is Tyler Apps, as she's got the ankle brace on, did not play earlier in the week when they lost against Norwich, which was a game I was hoping, or I was hopeful that Delhi could beat a team like Norwich. Norwich is really starting to come into their own, and kudos to the Purple Tornado. Thought maybe Delhi could knock them off, but not having a guard like Tyler certainly had to hurt them, but coaching warm-up, she's looking pretty good out there, and she's a gamer. Excited to see how this one turns out.
Yeah, not only is this a big contest for MAC seeding and, you know, where you're going to end up in the MAC playoffs, but it's also getting to that time where every game matters for sectional seeding points. Delhi comes in with a record of 10-3, you know, so they're playing to maybe host a couple of sectional games, not just one. And, you know, Unitigo with a record of 9-5 is also playing to, hey, let's get a home sectional game. So as a coach, that's what you're looking at the end of the season. Where do we stand in terms of sectionals? Can we get a home game? Because it's a lot easier to win a sectional game at your home gym than it is to get on a bus and travel, you know, an hour and a half and play a sectional game.
It means a lot, especially in Class C, as you know. If you can have somebody from the IAC have to come here, a lot better than taking that hour, hour and a half, two-hour bus ride to the Ithaca area or beyond. It's always tough.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. Again, the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. Butler has the largest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. All right, so both teams heading out for the national anthem. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have Unitigo and Delhi girls on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York Strip and Surf and Turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Let's get you the starting lineups first for visiting Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce. They start with senior number 2, Natalie Vrendenberg, a junior number 4, Kylie Cheshire, a sophomore number 5, Rebecca Verspoor, a freshman number 10, Tyler Apps, and a 7th grader, number 15, Danielle Innes. On the other side for Unitico and head coach Bob Z, is senior number 2, Bailey McCoy, a junior number 10, Madison Bertzel, a freshman number 11, Harley Bertzel, a junior number 22, Lizzie Kraft, and a freshman number 24, Ivy Tice. Unitico will be in the white uniforms with the green trim. It says Spartans in green lettering, that dark green across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms, with the black and the white trims, with Delaware Academy in black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And again, a big game, especially for Unitico if they want to keep their chances alive for the MAC championship. Before I forget, big thank you to everybody listening on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is always brought to you by SFCU. I know a lot of Coach Bruce's family is listening tonight. Some of his family is out of town, and they're all listening tonight on WCDOsports.com. So hello to everybody. And especially to Coach Bruce's dad. I know he always listens in when we do these DA games. Love to have you along. All right, Coach, maybe a key for each side. What are you thinking here right as this ball is about to go up?
For Unitico, I'm thinking they got to make some perimeter shots. I would expect Delaware Academy and Coach Bruce to try to take away Lizzie Kraft. So for Unitico, I would say to make some perimeter shots. For Delhi, I think they got to get out and run, use their athleticism a little bit, and I would look for a big dose of Natalie Vrendenberg.
I'll be interested to see the last time these two teams met over in Delhi. Delhi's strategy was to really shadow Bailey McCoy and stop the pass kind of from getting to Lizzie Kraft. So we'll see what they decide to do here tonight. Kylie Cheshire is on her, but going back into a zone, it looks like, here on the early going. Unitico with the basketball. They go to Bailey McCoy as Unitico goes right to left. McCoy skips the zone, finds Harley Bertzel. A three, left side, splash for Harley Bertzel, and that's a good start.
Yeah, good ball movement there by the Spartans.
3-0 lead early for Unitico over Delhi. And now a steal by McCoy on the left side. Passing ahead for Maddie Bertzel. Finding back to Harley, and now they'll pump the brakes and settle in. Here's Bailey McCoy, left side, wants a three off the back of the rim, rebound for Delhi, but McCoy tracked it down, took it out of the hands there of Tyler Epps. And here for McCoy, they'll go inside for Lizzie, back to the top of the key for Harley Bertzel. Great ball movement again, a long two for Madison Bertzel. It's a bullet, too strong, and a rebound for the Bulldogs with Rebecca Verspoor.
But two good possessions early for the Spartans.
And now a steal by Bailey McCoy, slapped it away at midcourt, goes coast to coast, but cannot finish the layup. And Danielle Innes hustles back and grabs the rebound. Danielle in transition finds Rebecca Verspoor for a long two in the left corner, and she hits it. And that's a big bucket there from the sophomore. With 6.5 to go in this first quarter. It's 3-2, Unitico on top. Left side McCoy, a bounce pass to Lizzie Kraft on the interior, missed the bunny, gets it back, second chance is good for Lizzie.
Good second effort there for Kraft.
Makes it 5-2, Unitico over Delhi. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Cheshire takes it to the rim. No, Danielle Innes with a rebound, kicks it out, and they'll reset. Again, going left to right here for Delhi. Danielle in the left corner, flips one over for Cheshire, and it was blocked there by Harley Bertzel. Bertzel with an outlet pass ahead, gets it back and wheels it here for Lizzie Kraft, left side. Now push one around for Ivy Tice on the right low block. Now back to the top of the key. They go left side. Long two here long three, I should say, from Harley Bertzel. No, Lizzie Kraft, yes, on the rebound and the putback. And Lizzie's got an early 4 points, and Unitego leads 7-2 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Great start for the Spartans. Left side, Tyler Apps is able to dribble out of it. Goes to Vrendenberg, passing down low. Danielle Innes, the layup, no. Didn't use the glass and came up short. And Kraft with a rebound, dribbles it up the floor. Finds Harley Bertzel there. Now to McCoy. Right side, three-point line extended. McCoy being very patient here. 5:15 to go first quarter. Unitego girls leading 7-2. Madison Bertzel a three. It's short. And a rebound underneath from Vrendenberg. She's looking to run. Vrendenberg, right side, stops, thought about pulling it, but didn't. Instead goes to Danielle Innes at the foul line, back out. Vrendenberg, a high three is good for Natalie Vrendenberg.
Yeah, and Unitego can't afford to lose her on the perimeter. She's too good of a shooter.
That's a big bucket there for DA to slice it back to 7-5 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Unitego ahead by two. Here's Ivy Tice on the baseline. She gets the start tonight, and she's been in and out of the starting lineup a couple different times this year, and now a three-second call on Unitego.
I think the post for Unitego were expecting that outside shot to go up, and when it didn't, they were stuck in the lane.
4.5 to go in the first quarter, 7-5. Unitego on top of Delhi. Vrendenberg on the left side. Comes back to Tyler Apps straight away on the Spartans logo at midcourt. Calling out a play here and goes left side. Looking for the high post. Tyler Apps down low, finds Rebecca Verspoor. Her shot, no. Danielle Innes with the rebound. Danielle will float one back out to Vrendenberg. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Now on the baseline. Back out, Tyler Apps. Good pump fake. Steps in. A two is good from the left elbow for Tyler.
Great patience there on offense for Delaware Academy.
Tied 7-7, and some of these young players making an early contribution here for Delaware Academy. And now a steal by Tyler Apps. And then she was fouled by Harley Bertzel. So we're tied 7-7, just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better start for Unitego, though. Your first outside shot goes up and in, and then Lizzie gets a couple offensive rebound putbacks, but Delaware Academy has battled back to tie it here at 7.
You wondered when they got up early if maybe they were going to push it away a little bit, but Delhi is able to claw their way back in and tie. We're tied 7-7. Ball hit off the foot there of a player. I believe it was Bertzel. Goes out of bounds. Coach Z wants an explanation here. Delhi's going to have the ball.
I think he thought it went off the foot of the Unitego player and then deflected off the hand of the Delaware Academy player. That's what I saw, but the officials saw otherwise.
Bulldogs have it at midcourt, going left to right, and they go to Cheshire right side. Now to Vrendenberg. Looking for options. High post finds Tyler Apps. Good ball movement here by the Bulldogs. Looking for some gaps. Vrendenberg pulls up. Jumper on the baseline is no good. And now back down the floor for McCoy. And her pass through traffic is deflected up and out of play. It'll stay with the Spartans. With 3:19 to go first quarter, tied at 7.
Good hands there by Innes.
Spartans will look to get it in, and they do, to Madison Bertzel. Now to Lizzie Kraft in the left corner. Wheeling it around. Back to the left side for McCoy. Pump fakes. Goes to Harley Bertzel. Straightaway three for Harley is too strong. And a rebound is scooped up by Natalie Vrendenberg. And DA has it with 3 minutes to go. First quarter tied at 7. They bring it down the left side of the floor. Now they set it up. They go to Cheshire. Into the left corner of Vrendenberg. High post now for Verspoor. Bulldogs continue to move it. Back to the right side. A shot for Delhi. And it rolls in here for Tyler Apps.
Tough shot there. Over the outstretched hands of the Unitego defender.
Makes it 9-7. Delhi taking their first lead with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Now to Bailey McCoy. Pushes one to the interior for Lizzie Kraft, and she ran into a wall on the low block and had nowhere to go. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans, but good defense there.
14 on the shot clock.
2:25 to go. First quarter. 9-7 lead for Delhi. Good inbounds pass, and they go to Lizzie Kraft, and she finishes inside the paint. And Lizzie's got an early 6 points. We're tied 9-9. Chance of defense from the student section as we come up on 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. A bounce pass to Cheshire. Now to Vrendenberg on the left side. Looking for options. Back to Danielle Linus, to Vredenburg. Little drive. Tries to stop and pop, and it was deflected away by the interior defense of Unitigo. Down the floor, Harley Bertzel gets the shot to go, and she's fouled on the left low block. 5 points now from Harley Bertzel, and she's got a chance for a three-point play.
It almost looked like she wasn't going to attack there, and she was going to pull it out, but then she changed her mind and went to the hoop, made a good, strong move, goes to the line for one. See if she can complete the three-point play.
1:50 to go in the first quarter. 11-9 our score. She cannot hit the foul shot. Lizzie Kraft, the rebound, puts it up just a little short. And both teams still scrambling for the ball. Off the second chance, Caitlin Henn comes down with it. She's checked in for the Spartans. And Unitigo will pull it back out with a 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Madison Bertzel now on the three-point line. Right side, finds McCoy across the top of the defense, and her shot is a little short. The rebound out of bounds, and will stay with the Spartans.
Delaware Academy wanted the ball there because they thought it hit the support. Looked like it did, but officials didn't see it.
Spartans on the baseline to the left of the hoop. They get it into Kraft. A good, strong move. Takes it to the 10 and scores again. 8 for Lizzie now. Makes it 13-9. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Vredenburg, a nice step through, but it ran out of real estate. Somehow gets her own rebound, and we got a jump ball. With a 1:10 to go here in the first. Ball will stay with the Bulldogs. 13-9 our score. Unitigo girls on top of visiting Delhi in a key MAC division matchup tonight. Bulldogs have it. And they go to Lexi Davis. To Danielle Innes on the right side. They go to the interior now. Tyler Apps back out for Vredenburg. Steps through and her pass is blocked away. And McCoy comes out of there with the loose change. McCoy across midcourt finds Bertzel to Kraft on the low block. Lizzie steps through. What a move, and scores with the left hand.
Yeah, great step through on that drive for Kraft.
10 points for Lizzie here in the first quarter. And she's off to a hot start. Delhi needs a bucket here late in this first quarter. We come up on 30 seconds to go. They've already dug themselves out of a 7-2 hole. Now they trail 15-9. Here's Danielle Innes on the far side. Shot clock is at 7. They go to Tyler Apps. Back out Vredenburg. She's going to have to toss one up, and they run out of time. She made the pass at the last second, had nowhere to go. And Unitigo is going to get the ball back with 13.5 seconds to go in the first quarter and a 15-9 advantage.
Unitigo's doing a good job of forcing Vredenburg there to put the ball on the floor and not just catch it and shoot it.
Here's Harley Bertzel across the Spartan logo, going right to left. Left wing side, they go to Kraft in the corner. Pops one across. They find Madison Bertzel, and the three is a dagger, but it's no good. Second chance, also off the mark. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Unitigo 15, Delhi 9. MAC Girls Basketball tonight will be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Unitigo girls lead Delhi 15-9 after the opening frame. Lizzie Kraft fires in a quick 10 points for the Spartans. And that was a big end of the quarter there for Lizzie. She really went to work. What'd you see there, Coach? A lot of strong interior moves.
Yeah, Unitigo's doing a good job of getting the ball to Kraft on the gray area, like the baseline, and then she's doing a nice job of attacking the rim. She has had a couple nice step-through finishes, a couple rebound putbacks, so Delaware Academy's got to figure out what to do with her.
Spartans with the basketball to start the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer tonight back in Sydney at our WCDO studios on Main Street. Here is Lizzie Kraft to the far side. Finds Bailey McCoy, pump fakes. Goes back to Bertzel on the interior. They go over to Kraft, and it's knocked out of bounds. And Unitico just, I don't know, a little hesitant to shoot on that possession.
Yeah, they were fortunate. They got away with a couple of travels there. Officials didn't see the shuffling of the feet.
Spartans look to get it in. They go to Kraft at the high post. Pushes her way down low, fires up a shot, and hits. And Lizzie's having one of those nights. She's got 12. And Unitico leads 17-9. A layup on the left side is missed there by Delhi. Riley Maney is into the game and missed that one.
That was a nice pass by Delhi in the transition there. Just couldn't finish.
Unitico trying to put some early space between them and the Bulldogs. Avery James is now into the game for Unitico. A fall-away jumper is good here for Delhi off the inbounds play. That was Tyler Apps. Count the bucket, and she'll have a chance at the line for the three-point play.
She's got to be up to 6 points.
6 points, exactly, Coach.
Three tough two-point mid-range jump shots she's made.
So at the line here, Tyler Apps fires up that shot and hits.
Good response there for Delaware Academy.
17-12 now. Unitico girls on top early second quarter. And the Spartans will bring it across the midcourt timeline. Right side here for Harley Bertzel. Now to Lizzie Kraft. Steps through. Now to Caitlin Henn. Bounce pass into the corner for Avery James. A dribble drive there. Leaves one off for Caitlin Henn, and she finishes. Well done. Makes it 19-12, Spartans leading the Bulldogs, and the crowd is into it here at the U. Danielle Innist at the top of the key. Bounce pass far side for Tyler Apps. And how many times can Delhi answer the bell and come back in this game? Vredenburg lost control of it. Somehow it takes a Delhi bounce, and they hold on. Apps finds Vredenburg. A three is a moon ball, but she left it a little short. But somehow, again, Bulldogs with a rebound. That was Danielle Innist taking it out of the hands of one of the Unitico guards. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Now they go to Vredenburg. Another straightaway three for Natalie again. Not enough mustard on it. Shot was short, and here comes Unitico. And here is Harley Bertzel, a fall-away jumper from a tough angle. She probably should have held on to that one, missed it. Back the other way for Delhi. Right side for Tyler Apps. Pulls it down and goes to the left side. Into the corner now. Three is good for Lexi Davis, and she needed that one. Makes it 19-15.
Right back to a two-possession game here.
Davis, another freshman off the bench that can do damage as she hits one there. Jumper in the paint for Unitico is too strong again for Harley Bertzel. And Delhi with another rebound, and they could cut it into this lead, cut it back to two on this possession possibly, maybe even one. Lexi Davis, a little give and go, finds Tyler Apps. Back to Vredenburg, a straightaway three, no. Just not enough air under her last three shots. That one draws air, and a rebound to Unitico. 5:15 to go, second quarter, but a steal by Vredenburg. She's off to the races. Natalie takes it in, misses the layup. Lexi Davis a second chance, but she's fouled, and will have a chance to go to the line.
Great hustle there by Lexi Davis for Delaware Academy. Vredenburg with a great steal. She somehow stayed in bounds right in front of the scorer's table. I would like to see the line. We can't see it from where we are. But Lexi Davis didn't give up. Her teammate was out in front. She had a layup. She hustled down the floor, got the rebound, draws a trip to the line here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was a nice trailer play there to make sure that she got the rebound, and she hits the first foul shot. So Lexi, another freshman off the bench that is providing some big minutes and some big points here for DA.
A lot of times in that situation, you'll see the other players, oh, we got a layup, we don't need to hustle back. But she didn't take anything for granted and gets 2 points on the board for Delaware Academy.
Makes it a two-point ball game, 19-17, with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Now Madison Bertzel gets tied up here with Tyler Apps. Boy, a physical play there as both those two got together with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And the jump ball is going to give it back to DA. Good sportsmanship there as they get together. And one of their officials really made sure they talked that one out. He wasn't having any of that.
There was a little extra contact after the whistle for the jump ball.
Delhi with the ball in the backcourt. Here's Tyler Apps directing traffic. Apps to the left side. Comes around a screen, finds Brendan Berg there, and passes back to Apps, and she somehow just is able to get that pass there. Now McCoy, another steal. That was big. McCoy with the active hands all night tonight. McCoy finds Madison Burtzel. Burtzel at the top. Little handoff here for McCoy. Left side, going back to Harley Burtzel. Shot clock is down to 15. Burtzel wants a little give and go with Kraft, feeds it to her, and she scores. And a big one there for Lizzie Kraft, who's up to 14 points here in the first half.
Really nice pick and roll there. Harley Burtzel with a great pass into Kraft.
4:25 to go, second quarter, and here's Kraft shaking it out at the foul line. Wants the three-point play, and she's got it. And Lizzie is not messing around here tonight. She's got 15. And we got 4:20 to go in the second quarter, and it's Unitico 22, Delhi 17.
Unitico extends their 2-3 zone here.
Boy, they're really putting a lot of pressure up near half court on the ball, making it tough for Delhi to get into their offense. Now they throw it away, and Madison Burtzel back down the floor, going right to left. Harley Burtzel top of the key here, top of the arc. Goes to the right side, directing traffic, now into the paint. A little floater here for Harley is short. Rebound for Danielle Innes, and a reach-in foul here on Harley Burtzel. With 3:45 to go in the second quarter, she's got to just let that one go.
Yeah. So when Unitico comes up and puts that ball pressure on the Delaware Academy guard as they come across half court, they need to have an outlet at the high post at about the foul line, because then they can just advance the ball right directly to that person, and then you're playing basically 4-on-3, because you had the two defenders up at the top, and then you can play 4-on-3.
We'll take a break here. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Unitico girls leading 22-17 over Delhi. 30-second break, and we'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:40 to go in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, Delhi with the basketball. They trail Unitico 22-17. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Ball deflected out of bounds, but will stay here with DA as they go left to right. And Tyler Apps will have it at the top of the arc. And now we'll go to Brendan Berg. Goes far side, finding Lexi Davis, who's been key off the bench here for Coach Bruce. Tyler with a pull-up jumper in the paint. Too strong. Rebound, guess who? Lizzie Kraft. Windexes the glass and comes out of there with it. Left side now for Harley Burtzel. Unitico goes right to left. Deep here in the second quarter. 3 minutes to go. Here's Kraft again on the loose. Takes it to the interior and is fouled at the left low block. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line. And she's just had her way in there tonight.
Delaware Academy is changing defenses here in the second quarter. Most of the first quarter they played 2-3 zone. This quarter, I think I've seen maybe four different defenses. At one point, I think they were playing box and one on Bailey McCoy. There, I think they were playing like two guards chasing man-to-man and three defenders flat. A couple possessions ago on that nice pick and roll, they were playing man-to-man. So Coach Bruce is searching for that defense that's going to kind of get his team back in the game.
Lizzie misses the first shot. Through all of that, Unitico doesn't seem to be frazzled so far as Kraft hits the second one. 16 for Lizzie. So it's 23-17. Yeah, Lizzie was 16 in the first half. Impressive performance right near her season average already. Here is Brendan Berg taking it to the hoop. Missed it. Now back out Tyler Epps from the right elbow. Her jumper no good. Kraft another rebound. And she's looking to run. Lizzie left side steps through and just can't quite finish. Did everything there but finish, but it looked great. Eleanor Wagner is in the game. She's trying to go coast to coast, and it slipped out of her hands. And Lizzie, somehow like a flash, is back down the floor, and she grabs the rebound. Coach Bruce wanted a foul. Madison Burtzel goes to Avery James, who's checked back in. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Unitego girls on top, 23-17. They go to Lizzie. Foul line, long two for Lizzie, too strong. Hit the rim twice, and a rebound for DA. Bulldogs in transition. Natalie Vrendenberg at the foul line, tries to bounce pass into traffic, and there was just nowhere for that to go. Spartans with it back over midcourt. Trying to fight their way back into the division race here with a win tonight, possibly. Lizzie looking for options, takes a screen, left side goes Bailey McCoy. Little jab step, and back out for Madison Burtzel. Her straightaway three, too strong. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. Kraft comes out of there with it and hits the jumper. And Lizzie's got 18. And now Unitego leads 25-17. And Tyler Apps back up near midcourt. Can Delhi make a little run here late in the second quarter? They go back to Tyler Apps, far side. A three here is short, an air ball for Lexi Davis, but underneath a rebound for Eleanor Wagner. And we'll have a jump ball. Actually, no, it's going to be a foul on Kraft on the rebound.
Coaches call that a good pass.
Yeah. It worked out. Lizzie picking up her first foul and the team's fourth here in the second quarter.
There's a lot of times that an air ball will result in an offensive basket or a possession or a rebound like that because the defenders are turning around to box out and the offensive players see the ball coming.
Here is Delhi. Wagner in the corner. Her shot is well off the mark, but Delhi gets their own rebound. Vrendenberg pump fakes, gets into the defense, got stripped as she got to the right low block. Kraft got away with it, lost the ball, but McCoy is there as the safety blanket to pick it up. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. McCoy firing one back to Madison Burtzel. Shot clock's at 20, game clock at 45, with Unitego girls leading 25-17. Before the halftime break, McCoy got herself in trouble. Feeds one back out to Kraft. Her jumper from the foul line is short. Hit off of Vrendenberg, out of bounds, and back to the Spartans. Unbelievable.
But there's another example of an air ball that goes off a defender out of bounds, and the offense gets another possession.
And Coach Z wants a timeout here, and he'll get one. With 32 seconds to go in the second quarter, we'll step away. Unitego girls leading Delhi 25-17 on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
32 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and the Unitego girls lead 25-17 over visiting Delhi in this MAC division contest. And Unitego will have the ball to the right of the basket with Bailey McCoy, 7 on the shot clock, 32 seconds on the game clock. They get it in. Lizzie Kraft, the pull-up jumper, splash. And Lizzie has 20 in the first half. Well, not well above her season average, but above her season average tonight. And still a whole half to go. 15 seconds left, Delhi with the ball. And the ball is batted away at midcourt by Harley Burtzel, but Tyler comes back and grabs it up. Goes to Cheshire. Right side, 5 seconds left. Finds Tyler Apps. The turnaround jumper is good. And she's got 9 points, and that'll be our halftime score. Unitego 27 and Delhi 19. Coach, before we come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, a quick thought on maybe one of the better first halves I've seen from Unitego this year. We were here last week. They only scored 28 as a team.
I kept thinking that when they were making baskets. If I'm Delaware Academy, you got to figure out a way to keep the ball out of Lizzie Kraft's hands.
20 points.
Ooh. I would not be surprised to see him go box in one, 1-3 chaser, diamond in one, and just say to one of his guards, chase her around and don't let her touch the ball.
Yeah, Lizzie with a first half that dreams are made of. with 20 points.
Because with the exception of that first shot of the game, Unitego hasn't made a shot outside the paint.
Yeah, very true. Very true. They hit the first one, and then they've really made them work for it. All right, we'll take a break. Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back soon on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/career.
That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here at the half from the U. Unitego girls leading Delhi 27-19. Time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored, of course, by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Mirabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Let's do our scoring summary in the first half. First for Unitego, you heard this right, 20 points for Lizzie Kraft in the first half. She was absolutely tremendous. 5 for Harley Wurzel and 2 for Caitlin Henn. On the other side, Tyler Apps with 9 points for DA, 5 for Lexi Davis, 3 for Natalie Vrendenberg, 2 for Rebecca Verspoor. Well, we just were chatting with our good friend Jeff Maliner from New York State, Empire State Takeover, I should say. He's been on my podcast several times. He is a very good basketball, girls basketball evaluator. He travels all across New York State, all levels of basketball, New England, Pennsylvania. And he came up and chatted with us, and he's enjoying this one. We're enjoying it, but he said it, and I think this sums it up, and you agreed. With Coach Bruce, you never know. What's he going to tell the team in the second half in terms of strategy here?
I mean, even though you've had a great individual performance by Lizzie Kraft here in the first half with 20 of the 27 points, you're still right there. It's an 8-point game. You know, you're not out of it. We just need a couple stops and a couple made baskets. We get a couple of those threes to fall for Delaware Academy, we're right back in the game. And if I'm Coach Bruce, I'm saying I want to see somebody else beat me. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to keep throwing things out of my toolbox, my coaching toolbox, until I find a way to limit Lizzie Kraft here in the second half and make somebody else from Unitego put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, it's one of those nights where can Coach Bruce find a way to slow her down? Delhi's already battled back 2 different times when they were down 5 or 6 points. They're going to have to do it again here to start this second half as they trail 27-19.
The other thing that I would be pulling on if I'm Coach Bruce is we played this team already this year, and we were way ahead in the first half at our place, and they came storming back at our place, so why can't we do the same thing on their home court? Another thing that I would pull out of my bag at halftime is, hey, your leading scorer, Vrendenberg, only has 3 points. So she's not going to miss as many of the open looks as she had. So, hey, we're still in this. That's why you play 4 quarters of basketball. Don't give up. Go out there and play hard.
In that first meeting at the half, Delhi was ahead 33-11. What the final end up being, Coach? Something in the mid-40s.
It was in the mid-40s.
Didn't know if you had it on your card there. I believe it was like 46... 43, 42, 41, something like that.
So it's not like the Delaware Academy players don't understand or haven't been in a situation like
that. Exactly.
Sometimes if you're a coach and you don't have players that have seen something like that happen before, they're like, oh, that can't happen. Where just a couple weeks ago, they had it done to them.
Right.
So it's easy for them to understand, hey, this is possible. Because a lot of times in high school basketball, you have to get your team to believe that they can be successful. I remember one year when I was coaching here at Unitego, we had lost to Harpersville when they had the Kimmels and Drummond, and we had lost to them, you know, 2 to 3 times in a row, and they were always close games. And the only thing I talked about before the game and at halftime was that they had to believe that we could win, and that if they didn't believe we could win, we weren't going to win the game. So right now, if you're Coach Bruce, you have to get your team to believe that we're still in the game and that we have a chance to win.
And knowing Coach Bruce, he seems to be able to work magic. I don't want to curse him here, but yep. I think it's going to be a great second half. That's the end of our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Our halftime score, Unitico girls leading Delhi 27-19. Third quarter coming up on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter. Unitico girls with the ball. They lead 27-19, and they go left to right now. The white uniforms with the green trim. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms tonight with the black and the white trim. We'll get a check on the defense here in just a minute. Here's Lizzie Kraft. Leaving one off for Madison Bertzel. Her jumper is too strong. Kraft, the rebound went out of her hands, and Bertzel got it back. And a fresh shot clock to work with. Unitico taking their time here on this opening possession of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Thanks for listening. As here's a pull-up jumper for Harley Bertzel. It goes out of bounds. McCoy with a valiant effort to save it, but it still goes.
So in the words of the great Bill Raftery, Delaware Academy opened in that man-to-man.
Man-to-man. And so we'll see what they stick with, or if they'll kind of roll the roulette wheel again to see if they come up with some different defenses throughout the evening here. Delhi with the ball. They go far side for Tyler Epps. They go right to left, right wing side. Boy, a good-looking jumper there for Tyler. Won't go down. Popped in and out. 6:50 to go, third quarter. It's 27-19. Unitico leading over Delaware Academy. Now a steal. Nicely done at midcourt, and a breakaway layup here for DA is up and good for Rebecca Verspoor.
Nice job there to get the steal, but then to go into the basket under control and finish.
And she's got her hands full guarding Lizzie Kraft with a good steal there. Makes it 27-21. McCoy on the baseline as she stepped out. And maybe a little momentum swing here as Delhi gets the ball back. Here we go.
And it's only a two-possession game.
Yeah, and a lot of time left here. 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Here's Vredenburg across midcourt. Lizzie and Natalie for Unitico and Delhi, respectively, both averaging right in that 17, 18 points a game range. Delhi's going to need Natalie to step up here in the second half. A missed shot and a rebound to Unitico. Back down the floor, Harley Bertzel, full steam towards the hoop, had it knocked away. Delhi with the ball, Vredenburg, top of the arch, goes to the left side. Into the corner now for Tyler Epps, and she is fouled by Ivy Tice on a baseline drive. With just under 6 minutes to go in this third quarter, it's 27-21.
Even though Vredenburg didn't score, I like the fact that she attacked Lizzie Kraft and tried to put her in a position where she could pick up a foul there.
Vredenburg goes to the left side, finds Kylie Cheshire. Bounce pass to Danielle Innist on the right side. Back up top, Tyler Epps. They swing it around for Vredenburg. And to the high post. And blocked. Verspoor tried to let one go, and Lizzie Kraft was right there on the block. Outlet pass ahead for Bertzel. Now to Kraft. Down low. Up top, Ivy Tice. Pull-up jumper in and out. And a rebound for Delhi. But then it's stolen back by McCoy. Inside, McCoy can't get it to go, out of bounds, and going back to Delaware Academy. And the defense is held so far. But it's the offense that's going to have to find a way to get moving. With 5:25 to go in the third, 27-21. And a pass here to Vredenburg. Now to Danielle Innist. Back up top, Vredenburg. Right side. Stops, goes outside. Cheshire, a long two. Died on the front of the rim there. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs. And Caitlin Henn is going to check back in for Unitego, and Ivy Tice to the bench.
Boy, early here, Delaware Academy number 5, Rebecca Verspoor is really doing a phenomenal job at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, she's got her hands full guarding Lizzie Kraft. Vredenburg on the inbounds. Yes, finally stirs one in. Nat from the corner. She's got 6 points now.
That looks like America's out of bounds play.
And it's a three-point game, Coach, 27-24 with 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Unitego with the basketball. They hand one off to Bailey McCoy. McCoy finds Madison Burtzel. Tried a little give and go there, but it was intercepted by Delhi. And Danielle Innes comes out of the pile with it. Trying to go coast to coast, and she scores. The phenomenal seventh grader with her first bucket of the night.
Great move.
And it's a one-point game. Unitego 27, Delhi 26, and the Spartans want a timeout. And Coach Z upset here at the moment. He wants to talk it over. 4:25 to go in the third. 27-26, Unitego on top of Delhi. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 4:25 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi has crawled back in to make this a one-point game. Unitego girls leading 27-26. Here about midway through the third quarter, and the Spartans have not scored yet in this third quarter. Bailey McCoy trying to change that with a straightaway three. Bounces off the back of the rim. And both teams fighting for the rebound, and McCoy comes out of the fray with the basketball. Well done. Harley Burtzel up top. Feeds one right side for Madison Burtzel. Closely guarded here. Little give and go. They go to Caitlin Henn. Her jumper too strong. Rebound for Kraft underneath. Took it away from a Delhi defender and scores.
Yeah, good strong rebound there for Kraft.
Lizzie's got 22. And Unitego back up by 3, 29-26. 3:40 to go in the third. Delhi to the foul line. Here's Verspoor. Back outside, Cheshire steps in for a 2. Left it just a little short. And the rebound off the hands of Lizzie Kraft. It'll stay with DA.
I keep waiting for Cheshire to make a couple threes. Every game that I've broadcast with you when they've played, she's always made a couple big threes at big moments. So let's see if that happens here tonight.
3:35 to go in the third. Delhi will look to get it in. A bad outlet, or a bad inbounds pass, I should say. Goes the length of the court. Both teams tapped it a couple of times. And last touch by Unitego. I guess no harm done as Delhi gets it back.
They got a fresh shot clock.
3.5 to go in the third. It's 29-26. Unitego girls leading Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Glad to have you along. And now a steal by Lizzie Kraft. Here comes Unitego. Kraft with 22 points so far tonight for the Spartans. Had 20 at halftime. Into the hands there of Avery James. It was punched out of there by Vredenburg. They wanted a foul, but they don't get it. Unitego holding on to possession of the basketball. Here is Harley Burtzel leaving it for Avery James. James to the left side. 6 on the shot clock. I don't know how aware they are. They go to McCoy in the corner. She's going to have to toss it up. Really good effort there by McCoy. Missed the shot, but it's going to be a shot clock violation. With 2:45 to go in the third, and you can see the frustration right now for Unitego. Delhi working it back up the floor. Coach Bruce calling out the offense to his guards. They go to Vredenburg in the corner. Splits two defenders. Vredenburg through the paint, and she is fouled by Lizzie Kraft with 2.5 to go in the third. And this will send Natalie to the line. Thanks to all our listeners tonight on WCDOSports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Caitlin Henn to the bench, and Gracie Tilt back in for the U. And here is Natalie at the line. Her first shot is good. 7 points now for Vredenburg. Very balanced scoring for DA, as you have Tyler with 9 and Natalie with 7. And the second shot is good for Vredenburg. She's got 8. Lexi Davis has 5. And Verspoor, Rebecca has 4. Back to a one-point game, 29-28. Spartans relying on the 22 points by Lizzie Kraft so far. Here is Harley Bertzel kicking one out left side here for Avery James. Bounce pass through the paint. Hits off the leg of Cheshire, not a bounds, with 2:15 to go in this third frame.
And Delaware Academy has stayed man-to-man this whole quarter here.
It's almost like Coach Bruce just went in the locker room and said, I dare you guys, I challenge you guys to come out and fight your way back into this in the man-to-man. And so far they've done that. Oh, but a nice backdoor cut here by Lizzie Kraft. I'll take your man-to-man, she says, and she finishes. She's got 24 now. Great pass and a great move.
That was a great pass by Gracie Tilt.
31-28, the score. Delhi trailing by 3. Ball is loose in the paint. Great effort by Tyler Apps to work it out of there because Unitico was going to get an easy steal. She was able to just get there in time. Cheshire finds Vredenburg in the corner. Pump fakes. Feeds it to the high post. Now outside. Cheshire, a 3 from deep, and she hits it. Cheshire from downtown. You called it, Coach.
Coaches know.
And it's a tie ball game, 31-31. With a minute and a half to go in this third quarter. Spartans with the basketball. Now a steal by Vredenburg at midcourt. Natalie coming in for the breakaway layup, and she's fouled by Harley Bertzel. And Vredenburg's got that smile like, oh, I got blocked, but I got away with one there. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. I don't think she realized that Harley closed that fast.
No. But you have to give Harley credit. She's, you know, she had her pocket picked at about half court. She didn't hang her head. She forgot about it, moved on to the next play, hustled down, and she's going to make her earn the 2 points from the free throw line.
Vredenburg cannot get the first one at the line. Second one coming.
So right there, that foul was worth it.
That's 3 fouls on Harley Bertzel and 3 on Unitego as a team here in the third quarter. None on Delhi. Vredenburg for the lead. Yes. She's up to 9. Make it 32-31. Delhi is now in the lead over Unitego with 1:15 to go in the third. Spartans with the ball right side. We got a jump ball. As Vredenburg got tied up there with Avery James of Unitego, and the arrow gives it back to DA.
It just appears that Delaware Academy is just a little quicker on the floor after the loose balls, a little quicker in the passing lane in this third quarter here.
A big swing here for DA with 1:10 to go here in the third. Vredenburg comes across, Apps comes across midcourt, goes to Vredenburg. Those two guards, the tandem up top working right now. They go to Cheshire, who just hit that big 3. To Danielle Innist. Reversing, Vredenburg pump fakes to the interior, steps through, shovels one out. Cheshire along 2, and this one had too much gas underneath it. Rebound, though, for Verspoor, and fouled on the baseline. Was 5 on the shot clock.
Yeah, unfortunate there for Unitego because that long shot from the perimeter never hit the rim. And I don't think Delaware Academy was aware that the shot clock was under 5.
No, certainly didn't look like it. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Vredenburg floats it in, goes to Cheshire. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi settling in. Tyler Apps with a left side pass to Vredenburg. Down low for Danielle Innist. Good ball movement, Delhi being patient. 15 on the shot clock now, 30 on the game clock. Here's Tyler with a little drive right side. Tried to feed one out to Cheshire, and the bullet of a pass goes out of bounds.
Cheshire just rose a little too much, like one step. Shooters are taught to just kind of stay at the sight line of the dribble penetrator. She just rose maybe one step too high, or that would have been a good look in the corner for her.
26 seconds to go, third quarter. And it is 32-31, Delhi leading Unitego in a back-and-forth MAC battle between these division rivals. Said everything we've hoped it could have. Left side for Avery James. Pass to the interior. Lizzie Kraft, double-teamed immediately. Passes back out. Madison Bertzel for a 3, no, off the front of the rim. And on the floor for the rebound, we got a jump ball. Keeps it with Unitego.
9 seconds in the quarter.
So 9 seconds to go here, as Coach said, third frame.
They do this little strange out-of-bounds play. They got three people lined up. Kraft is way away from it. She'll look to cut and then go to an open area to get the ball.
Kraft over in the left corner. Ball comes to the right corner. And this one doesn't develop this time. A steal for Delhi. 4 seconds left. Tyler Apps ahead. Brendenburg, a three at the buzzer. No. Just a little too far. But Delhi takes the lead, 32-31, on the road here at Unitego. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber. Enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, let's set the scene for the fourth quarter. So the Delhi girls storm back to take a 32-31 edge over Unitego. Make sure you listen to the radio here or online for the fourth quarter. You are not going to want to miss what is setting up to be an epic finish between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. Again, Delhi girls on top, 32-31. And they'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter at midcourt, going right to left. Unitego with only 4 points in that third quarter. Ball scored by guess who? Lizzie Kraft. Student section trying to help out the Spartans here. Eleanor Wagner, left side. Another bounce pass up top for Lexi Davis. Davis, the freshman guard, shovels one into the corner now for Wagner. They try to go to the high post. It's intercepted by Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie going coast to coast, and she finishes. And Lizzie has 26. And Unitego back on top, 33-32. Brendenburg, right side to Eleanor Wagner. Again, they try to go to the high post. Lizzie almost had another steal. Delhi holding on, though. 15 on the shot clock. Lexi Davis, one-handed pass. Eleanor Wagner steps in. A jumper off the glass, too strong. And Lizzie Kraft, the vacuum cleaner right there, to haul that ball in. And then a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Tyler Apps as they were jockeying for position on that rebound.
That was interesting because one official had a foul. The other one had a jump ball. The one that was closer to the play had the foul, though. But looks like Delaware Academy is going to put on a little full-court press here against Unitego.
7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 33-32. Unitego on top by a single point in a back-and-forth battle. Avery James, left side. Bounce pass now to Lizzie Kraft. In the paint, Kraft taking it in and scores, and she's fouled. Lizzie with 28. I'm not sure what her career high is. So I'll have to look in my notes after tonight's game, but 28 has got to be right up there for Lizzie. And a lot of time left, and they're going to need everything she can give them here down the stretch. Unitego now leading 35-32.
That was a really nice drive to the basket. Just went to her left there and finished.
Lizzie got that. She's got 29. Three-point play complete. It's the type of plays where a couple of years ago, maybe she would make the cut but couldn't finish, and now she's refined her game enough she can finish those type of shots. Again, deflected away by Kraft as Delhi trails by four, 36-32. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Brendenburg, a three, just a little short, but she tracks down her own rebound. Feeds one to the far side for Danielle Innes. Deflected away. Danielle will get it back on at the baseline. Kicks one far side. Brendenburg pump fakes into the defense, off the glass, and the kiss is good for Brendenburg, and she'll go to the line. 11 now for her.
But even more important for Delaware Academy, that's three on Lizzie Kraft.
still with 6:20 left. A lot of time if she picks up number four, but that was number three for Lizzie Kraft. And here is Vrenenberg at the line. With that bucket, she now is the leading scorer on the night. Adds to it there. She's got 12. And Coach Bruce wants a timeout. Back to a one-point game. Unitico 36, Delhi 35. 6:20 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski. Coach, what a second half here, a one-point game. It's going to be fun down the stretch.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really good finish, exciting game between two teams, good crowd, good atmosphere. This is what you want out of a high school basketball game.
6:20 to go here in the fourth. We're glad to have you along on WCDO as well as WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. Also on our new Norwich frequency, 92.3, if you're listening over there in Norwich. Norwich girls played Delhi earlier in the week and came out on top 45-33. Here's Harley Bertzel on the right side of the floor. Steps in for a long two and hits it. Big bucket there from Harley Bertzel, and she has seven. Makes it 38-35. Unitico with a three-point lead. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Ball was kicked off the foot there of Avery James, and the inbounds pass will come in front of the Delhi bench. And Cheshire will be doing the inbounding duties here for DA. Goes to Tyler Apps.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, she was did a little funky footwork there right at midcourt. Nobody seemed to blink an eye except for you and me, Coach. I don't know. What did we miss there? Cheshire on the right side, five on the shot clock. Is Delhi aware? Apps into the corner. Danielle Innes, no. Rebound versus Spore. That also won't go down. And on the second chance, Avery James will scoop it up. And James comes across midcourt, finds Harley Bertzel. They'll set up the offense. Unitico girls ahead 38-35 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Bertzel with the basketball. Left side, a chest pass to Avery James deep in the left corner. Now they'll reverse it. They try that backdoor pass. Didn't pull it, though. And Lizzie Kraft, step back, long two from straight away. It won't go. Rebound Delhi. Tyler Apps in transition. Tries to float one ahead. Does to Vrenenberg, but she stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a tough angle and a tough pass to make there. It was a great catch, but she just didn't have anywhere to come down. She had no room.
Yeah, nowhere to go. And Tyler Apps, I'm just thinking about this. We talked about during our Butler Auto pregame show that she was hampered with an ankle injury. Boy, she's just been tough as nails out there tonight. Right side here for Madison Bertzel. Dishing one to Lizzie Kraft. Into the paint. They try the give and go, and Delhi intercepts it this time. Danielle Innes down the right side of the floor with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Vrenenberg steps in. Finds for Spore, and her shot has way too much under it. And a rebound here on the miss by Unitico. And ahead now for Harley Bertzel. Unitico taking their time, up by three, midway through the fourth quarter. Avery James, a good dish off to Kraft, and oh, she couldn't finish. Second chance for Lizzie. Yes! 31 for Lizzie Kraft. In one of the biggest games in her career so far, Unitico now leads 40-35 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Vrenenberg, a pass down low, versus Spore, blocked by Bailey McCoy. And McCoy down the left side. McCoy pulls it out. Goes to Lizzie. Now to Madison Bertzel. Right side finds McCoy. Makes a tough catch. goes to Avery James, who has to force up a shot off the side of the rim and out of bounds. Back to Delhi. Coach Z didn't love that possession as it gives it back to the Bulldogs with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter in a 5-point game. Delhi with the basketball on the right side. They go to Cheshire. Now to Tyler Apps at the high post. Splits two defenders, goes down low for Verspoor, who is blocked. But somehow Delhi comes back with the basketball. 10 on the shot clock. A pull-up jumper now by Brennenberg is short, and a rebound for Unitigo. 3:10 left. Left side for Avery James. Now to Harley Bertzel directing traffic. And coming off of a screen. Harley steps through on the baseline. Dishes off for Madison Bertzel. Her shot off the glass won't go. Brennenberg a rebound. And Delhi still has life with 2:50 left. Brennenberg finds Tyler Apps on the baseline. Wants to pull it back out. Goes to Brennenberg. Pump fakes. Back to Apps. And to the far side. Cheshire. Dribble drive. 15 on the shot clock. Delhi continuing to work it around, trying to find that shot. Cheshire, corner three, too strong. Rebound for DA. Danielle crashing the boards there. But the clock continuing to tick. They go to Verspoor with 2:20 left. Back to Cheshire. Loads up another three and can't get that one to go down. Another good look. And then a rebound in the corner. Both teams fighting for it. And it's going to be a foul on Tyler Apps of Delhi. With 2:15 left, and Unitigo girls leading 40-35.
Both teams have gotten good shots here in the last couple minutes, but nobody's been able to put one in the basket.
Yeah, good looks for both sides, but our score remains a 5-point advantage for the Spartans. Madison Bertzel looks over to the bench, wants to know what to call. Bounce pass here to Harley Bertzel on the right side. Harley Bertzel feeds one to the interior for Lizzie Kraft. We got a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to keep it with the Spartans.
Good execution of the UCLA 1-4 high set there for Unitigo. A little better defense by Delaware Academy. I think they knew what was coming. They got a tie up 13 seconds on the shot clock.
Spartans will get it in. They go to McCoy for a two in the left corner. No. Rebound Danielle Innist. And she'll bring it down the floor with a 1:50 to go. Here is Brennenberg. I'm surprised neither side has taken a timeout here. Verspoor with a jumper in the left corner. No. Danielle Innist kicks one back out. Brennenberg inside. Verspoor again. Yes. And now he wants the timeout. I was just thinking maybe he wants to get the bucket before he calls it. Rebecca Verspoor scores, and it's a 3-point game. Unitigo 40, Delhi 37. 1:32 left. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Unitigo and Delhi with 1.5 left. 40-37 our score, and Unitigo has the ball. The Spartans up 3 out of the timeout. Delhi showing some full court pressure here.
Something to keep an eye on is Delaware Academy has 3 team fouls. Unitigo only 1 here in the last 1.5.
Spartans with the ball, and now a steal at midcourt. We got a foul on Delhi. Boy, that was close. They almost ripped it out of there.
But if you're Delaware Academy, no harm there. They're not shooting. They got to take it out again. That was worth the risk.
McCoy with the ball at midcourt. Unitigo gets it into Madison Bertzel as they go left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. And again, Delhi in the maroon with the black and white trim. McCoy comes off a screen into the paint, steps through, and cannot get the shot to go, but is fouled at the right low block with a 1:12 left.
And Coach D and the Spartans went back to the 1-4 high UCLA pick and roll set there with McCoy and Kraft, and it pays dividends here with the trip to the line.
And so Bailey McCoy, the senior, stepping in here for Unitigo. And McCoy's first shot is good. Her first points of the game. But McCoy steps up and buries it. Makes it 41-37 in this MAC division battle. Second one, no good for Bailey. And a rebound for Delhi. But Innes is in a tough spot. Has to shovel one forward, and somehow they get out of there with it. But they're going to have to hurry. Tyler Apps just gets the cross in time. With a minute to go, Delhi trailing 41-37. Do they have enough time? Trying to get a shot off. They go to Verspoor. Now to Vredenburg. 50 seconds left. High post. Danielle Innes, the long two, hits the back of the rim and then hit the stanchion that comes down and it's out of play and going back to Unitigo. An unlucky break for Delhi. 44 seconds left and Unitigo wants to take a timeout.
Timeout to advance the ball.
41-37. We'll be right back. Unitigo on top of Delhi on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 45 seconds left. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And the Unitigo girls lead Delhi 41-37. Unitigo needs this win to keep their hopes alive in the division to have a chance to get to the MAC championship game. McCoy with the ball, looking to get it in, finds Lizzie Kraft. Kraft keeping it high. Now dishing off. Goes to Harley Burtzel, left side. And we'll go back to Kraft. Now to Bailey McCoy. And Unitigo just burning some clock here. Delhi doing their best to try to go for the steal. And they almost have it at midcourt. Ball is batted into the backcourt. Harley Burtzel is going to grab it. And Unitigo's going to hold on with 20 seconds left.
Why did the shot clock reset?
And the shot clock is off. The officials haven't called anything. McCoy's going to pull it back out. And Unitigo's just going to try to burn this thing all the way down. Coach Bruce is livid. 4 seconds left. Finally, we got a whistle here with 2 seconds left. The officials are going to get together here. I don't know what they could do at this point.
I don't know what they can do, but the shot clock should not have reset. Nobody ever gained possession of it from Delhi.
And just as a neutral observer here, one official is getting an earful from Coach Bruce, rightfully so. The other official is kind of on the far side of the court. It felt like Unitigo burned off 10, 15 seconds because everyone was kind of just waiting for something to happen, and Unitigo was kind of getting trapped, kind of not getting trapped, and now we have 2 seconds left.
Delhi kind of didn't know what to do because I think they were expecting, like, where's the shot clock? When the ball went way in the backcourt, there was 10 seconds left on the shot clock because I looked as a coach. But I don't think there's anything they can do because there was no point of interruption.
Right.
So there was no whistle to say, now if you had called a foul real quick, I don't even think you still could have gone back to it.
And so a tough break there because of the shot clock. Unitigo might be putting the icing on the cake. There was a foul sending Bailey McCoy to the line because it was the 15th foul here on Delhi. And with only 2.8 seconds left, is looking real good if you're a Spartans fan. Coach Bruce can only shake his head here as the shot clock went off. And this could be a good break for Unitigo. If this holds true and Unitigo wins, they would split their division games, and it would certainly mean a lot for that next game between Delhi and Sydney. That game will be at Delhi. I'm unsure off the top of my head on the exact date. I believe it's next week.
Well, we're kind of running out of dates.
Yeah, kind of running out of dates.
So I coming up soon.
Wanted to make sure. I don't think it's tomorrow night or anything.
No.
It would be sometime next week. And then, boy, believe it or not, we'll be looking at the league playoffs coming up very, very soon. Bailey McCoy to the line, and she gets the shooter's touch there. It goes down. 42-37. Now make it. No, she couldn't get the second to go. And a timeout taken here by Delhi with 2 seconds left. Coach Bruce wants to talk it over. We'll step away for 30. Be right back on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2 seconds left here. Welcome back. And Unitego girls lead 42-37. Coach Bruce still, I think at this point it's just about principle, taking that timeout. They'll take a shot in the corner, but that'll do it. 42-37. Unitego with the win, keeping their playoff hopes alive thanks to 31 points from Lizzie Kraft. A tough ending there for Unitego. A hard-fought game, and this is just what you love to see going down the stretch. This is going to set up for some fun playoff basketball.
Yeah, a good game between two good teams. You hate to see it come down to a situation like that, but Unitego played well and I think deserved the win. You got to give credit to Delhi, though. They fought back and battled the whole time.
So. Yeah, hard-fought. You knew that no matter how this was going to go, both teams were going to fight real hard. We'll take a break. Unitego girls defeat Delhi 42-37. We'll be back with our post-game show. We'll hand out our three awards as well here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. It's our post-game show here as the Unitego girls survive 42-37 over the Delhi girls, and they keep their MAC hopes alive in the division. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Unitego, a game-high 31, and it might be a career-high as well. We'll have to ask Lizzie during the postgame when we get a chance to see her. But 31 tonight for Lizzie Kraft. She was tremendous. 7 for Harley Bertzel, 2 apiece for Bailey McCoy and Caitlin Henn. On the other side, pretty balanced for Delaware Academy. 12 for Natalie Vrendenberg, 9 for Tyler Apps, 6 for Rebecca Verspoor, 5 for Lexi Davis, 3 for Kylie Cheshire, and 2 for Danielle Innist. All right, Coach, time to get into our three awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Kind of a no-brainer tonight. Lizzie Kraft with 31. She truly did have outstanding offense.
Yeah, she did a little bit of everything tonight. She got some offensive boards and putbacks. She had some nice, strong drives and finishes. She made a couple perimeter jump shots. I thought in the second half when Unitego needed a basket, she kind of took over on a couple of occasions. So well-deserved award for her tonight.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. We'd like to go with Bailey McCoy. We thought, especially early in the game, was just getting her hands on everything at midcourt, knocking it away, and just setting things up. Yeah, only the 2 points tonight, but did a lot for this team on defense and is such a leader.
Yeah, but she certainly made it difficult for Delaware Academy to get into their offense, especially early. She seemed to have her hands on the ball on every defensive possession. For the longest time, I kept thinking, boy, if I had a video of this, I could show it to other high school players and say, this is how you can have an impact on the game, even if you're not scoring baskets. And then late, she was very aware of the shot clock on that one possession. She got it up there, and yeah, she only had the 2 points, but they were two critical free throws late in the game. And I also would give credit to her because the last time we were here on the broadcast, she had an unfortunate turnover right at the end of the game. And here in this game, it seemed like she had washed that away out of her memory and played a nice, strong game and was a big, important factor in her team getting a win tonight. So
yeah,
kudos
to
her.
That was great. Played very well tonight and definitely deserves that award. Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Well, she's racking them up, but we're going to give this to Delhi's Tyler Apps. I believe she's had an award given to her in every game that we've done, but she just does so much out there, and tonight really was the all-purpose player.
Yeah, she seemed to make some critical shots, especially at times when Delaware Academy needed a boost. She's kind of their floor general, kind of gets them organized, and she seemed to be on the floor anytime there was a loose ball, so any coach would take her on their team any day of the week.
And kind of playing through the ankle injury a little bit, you wouldn't know that she was hurt if you were just in the gym here tonight. So Tyler Apps from Delhi, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. All right, Coach, that's going to wrap it up. We'll have games next week. Tomorrow I am not doing a game. I'm going to go up to Syracuse to cover the New York State Girls Wrestling Invitational, which is pretty much New York State Girls Wrestling State Championship. It'll officially be called the State Championship next year, but a lot of local girls there and wanted to go up and support, so I'll be posting some updates on Twitter. We'll be doing some call-in reports on WCDO, so going to spend a day watching wrestling tomorrow.
That sounds like fun. Good luck to all the Section 4 participants.
And it's up at SRC Arena, which is a very nice place to spend the day, so that'll be a lot of fun. So no basketball tomorrow, but you know, check back online, especially NateLull.com. We're updating the standings every day. We are putting the scores up there every day and also working on our top scorers page. So if you need the info, we'll have it for you coming up. So for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We can't forget to thank Jim Tomeo, our producer back in Sydney. He was on the controls tonight, so a big thank you to Jim. 42-37, Unitego girls defeat Delhi. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Oh, not another take.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.